On a midsummer night did the bird fly. With wings very great, he did soar in the sky. And then he would utter a beautiful call, so softly at first, so majestic yet small. And as he approached, you could hear his oo-oo, that wonderful sound that he always would do. Ooh, 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 such an excellent cry, which came from a giant bird up in the sky. Ooh, 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 such an excellent cry, which came from a giant bird up in the sky. His wings were as cotton, his voice was so tender, his shadow cast over the earth in such splendor. But then as the storm came, the wind whistled by, the lightning struck home, and that great bird did cry. Ooh, 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 ooh. Then he fell to the ground. The sound of it echoed for many miles around. Ooh, 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 such a pitiful cry, which came from a giant bird up in the sky. Ooh, 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 such a pitiful cry, which came from a giant bird up in the sky. Sometimes the bird haunts us on midsummer nights, when the red sun is setting to shed its last light. He searches the earth as if looking to find that death blow of lightning that shattered his mind. Just then is his ominous call again heard, a cry of despair from that blood-chilling bird. Ooh, 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 such a mournful cry, which comes from a giant ghost up in the sky. Ooh, 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 such a mournful cry, which comes from a giant ghost up in the sky.